Joy is when anticipation meets action. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California with Absolute Philosopher. Joy is when anticipation meets action. We all have experiences of joy in our life. I had a joyful experience this morning. I had an email from one of our students, one of our friends, and they wrote that they had spent the day with me on the internet. As they were doing their activities around their home, I was in the background talking to them and sharing ideas with them. And they said it was so beautiful and so illuminating, and that soon it was going to be time for their husband to come home from work, and that they were all, you know, vibed up with beautiful activity, that they had that joy when anticipation meets action. Because we've talked about the idea of the perfect relationship. And the perfect relationship is when you just delight in the awareness, in the presence or non-presence of someone who is very dear to you. A mother can think of her child in the crib, and she's, "Ooh, I love that little rascal," you know. And a mother can think of her child out playing in the yard with the other children, "Oh, isn't he sweet," you know. And a mother can think of her child in school, speaking to the teacher, saying to the teacher, "Thank you, teacher. I appreciate that. You are a very good teacher. I enjoy you." And the joy is the idea of anticipation meeting action. And you see, what is the action there? The action is when what ideas we have in our heart, the anticipations we have in our heart, are fulfilled. Now, let me give you a simple illustration. I think my thought, "Rex, you walk with me," right? And out of the bushes comes Rex, right next to me. Now, my anticipation was that Rex was walking with me. He was not in the scene, he was in the bushes. And as I thought the thought, as I had the anticipation, I experienced the joy of his action of being present. Now, we have this in many areas of our life, but we don't really appreciate it like we should. We have the ability to have this anticipation for all the wonderful things. Now, Sylvia, you are a queen. You are a glorious woman. You walk down the street and everyone says, "Wow, what a girl," right?
Right.
That's anticipation, right?
Right.
Does it happen when you walk down the street?
Yes.
Okay. Ingeborg, every time you walk through the yard, you look here and there and you find sticks where no one else can see them. And you just delight in them. And you pick them up in your special little golf cart that has a little box wagon in the back. And you load them in there. And then you take your little golf cart that has the box wagon and you take it over to the dumpster. And you pull a little handle and your box wagon dumps everything out right on the ground right there. Now, we should have a ramp up above with the dumpster to it so you could back up to it and dump it right in. But now, you see, those are more sophisticated actions that you arrive at out of your anticipation. Now, could you visualize that? Oh, yes, you could visualize that. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? But you see, you'd have to have a block so that you wouldn't back into the dumpster with the whole golf cart. You have to know where to stop it. And you see, those are little things you have to think about when you're creating these type of experiences. We might call them illusions or appearances or facts. We take our anticipation with all the imagination we can to bring it into being. Now, Ellen says to herself when she walks into the house, "I have the most computer, yes I do, I have the most wonderful computer that anyone could ever imagine. It always is working perfectly." It all, yes, anticipation. It always is functioning in its ideal manner. And when it doesn't function in its ideal manner, instantly the thought comes to me how to make it so. so that I have the anticipation of it functioning in its ideal manner, and the action of it functioning in its ideal manner is what happens when I put that anticipation into motion by my thought. You see, we can anticipate a lot of things, but if we just say, oh yes, it'd be nice to climb that hill, oh yes, it'd be nice to have friends come, it'd be nice to go do this, it'd be nice, and that's not anticipation. That's just thoughtless thinking, thinking that does not manifest. I walk up that mountain. I have friends coming and visiting me. You see, these are the anticipatory ideas that bring results. They bring results because they are power put into motion. Our thoughts are things. Then the anticipation of those thoughts manifesting. Now, you don't really expect to walk up that mountain one of these days. You don't really expect to do this. Now, Pam Wangler was saying that she was encouraged by her friends to walk up a mountain. And so they walked up a mountain. And she said she walked all the way up and all the way down. And she said she felt great. And so one of the other ladies said, well, I haven't done it yet. And Pam says, well, we'll do it together because I'm going to do it again. So you come with me. And she had no feeling that it's difficult to walk up the mountain. Now, today, as I was walking up to the Om bench, it's quite steep and quite rugged going up there. Not terrible, but it's just steepy. And steepy all the way. So you're going maybe a quarter of a mile up, 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 up. And so normally I have been going up there, and I've been breathing heavy by the time I got up there. And I've been telling myself, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And this is the anticipatory thing. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. This morning, as I walked up there, I got to the top, and I sat down and gave Rex a cookie, and I thought, I'm not breathing hard. How wonderful, you know? I'm not breathing hard. How wonderful. This is just a great thing. And it was great. You see, the anticipatory thing was fulfilled by the action. And how was it fulfilled? I'm continually putting that cause in motion. Now, I've walked the entire 3 miles, and then I came in the house, and today my heart wasn't even pumping a little bit or anything else. It was just all in perfect ease and perfect normal. Of course, I'm on a fast for a couple of days. That might help, too. But it does. You think, well, with a fast, you'd get tired, you know. But actually, with a fast, you are energized. Because with a fast, you just let all those things that don't belong to your consciousness disappear, and you have in your consciousness perfect health, perfect harmony, perfect right action, perfect peace, and perfect joy. That's kind of nice, isn't it? That's kind of nice. And, you know, as I was walking the path, I was thinking of the joy of anticipation meeting action when I said, I am God. I have the divine speak through me. The divine speaks through me in every word that I have as a perfect orator. The divine speaks through me as a perfect orator. The ideas of the divine speak through me as a perfect orator. The ideas of the divine, I don't have to think of what I'm going to say. I don't have to think of what these ideas are. All I do is put a concept in my mind to talk about, and then the ideas pop up to fulfill that concept as they would do if I were sitting down and writing. And so as I'm going to speak, they just pop right up. I don't worry about them. Worry closes it off. I just say, hey, what's our concept today? Let's see. Today we're going to joy is when anticipation meets action. Another meditation brings answers. And I'm not afraid to die. And how do I speak my word? I dance through life and smell the roses. I mean, my goodness sake, what are you going to say on those subjects, you know? What sort of topics are you going to bring up on those subjects? What ideas are you going to bring up on those subjects? And as I told you yesterday, we started our talk, and then action happened outside with Brian, our handyman, coming and the dogs all wanting to welcome him and so forth, and I had to shut it off and start again. Well, I had used a whole bunch of super illustrations, you know, and so when I started again, I was another person. The divine was using me in a different way. passing through me in the wonderful ideas that we had, and I think that was every problem carries a gift for me in its hands. And so it was a totally different lecture than I had originally started on. Not that I planned, but I started on. And this is a wonderful way to do it. But you see, joy is when anticipation meets action. And anticipation meets action when you are for real. You don't hope. You don't want. You don't wish. You don't dream. You don't pretend. You know. You know that you are in school here and beautiful things are happening to you. You know that you are who you are. You know that all your clothes last forever in perfect condition, in the ideal what you want. Or if not so, you know that you always have a perfect wardrobe. Whatever it may be, whatever your thought for the day may be of your wardrobe, you have the perfect wardrobe, you see? Mm-hmm. And so this is anticipation meeting action. And it's a wonderful thing when we can have anticipation meet action. And we should really pay more attention to the fact that that's the way the principle works, and it works so beautifully. Kind of nice, isn't it? So think on these things. They're pretty wonderful. And they are what makes your world go around, and they're what makes my world go around. And God in me speaks its ideas, or my ideas, because I'm God. It speaks the wisdom of the universe through me as a marvelous, super, fantastic, glorious, wonderful orator. How about that? You know? I would like to, I wonder if there are any tapes available or of the ancient orators who used to speak, like at the Chautauquas on the East Coast. They had some of the finest speakers in the world who would speak there. And I wonder if they ever made records of them. I'll have to look into it. It'd be kind of interesting to hear how they spoke and the way in which they presented themselves. Because that'd be charming. I don't need that. I have my own style. But it's always charming to see how someone else approaches the same beautiful ideas. Well, my loves, take this absolute philosophy and put it to work in your life if it appeals to you. And if it doesn't appeal to you, it sure appeals to me. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.